Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Now, I don't know about you, but I think birthdays are pretty fun. And today, we have a very special birthday to celebrate. Today is the birthday of Mary, Mother of God. Yes, Jesus' very own mother has her birthday today. And today's readings give us an interesting glimpse into what it took for God to set up for Jesus to be born of Mary. I think it gives us an interesting insight into our own lives of what it leads up to for us to have amazing things happen in our lives. Today we're reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the very beginning. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the prophet had said through the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." So, for this reading, I chose the shorter of the versions. But what comes right before this, I think, is still just as significant. What comes before this, and the reason I didn't read it is because it would take the entire time of this show, is the genealogy of what leads up to Jesus' foster father, Joseph, starting from Abraham all the way down through the generations. And I think that sometimes when we're in Mass and listening to the readings, and we hear genealogies of just names after names that you can't pronounce, and maybe the reader can't pronounce, but that's beside the point. You get to a point where your mind becomes a little numb to what you're hearing. But today, Jesus wants to give us ears to hear. Okay? We read through the genealogy, and I'll just highlight a few names that stick out. You have the original ones, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Maybe Judah sounds familiar to you. Maybe Ruth and Boaz, Jesse and David the king. Okay? Going on to Solomon. Going on to Uzziah. Going on to Jotham, Amos, Josiah. Names after names that we might recognize, and a heck of a lot that we don't recognize, might not reveal to anything to us with the untrained eye. But when we know who these men are, it reveals a different picture. It can be easy to think that these are just great people who led up to the birth of Jesus, that Jesus comes from a line of great and powerful men, a line of kings. But at a deeper look, we see that the thing that unites all of these men is that they are broken and profoundly sinful at times in their ways. To tell the genealogy of Jesus is to tell a story of a people who kept falling away from God. And now this can be a point of sadness or despair, but the reason why they're in this list is because somehow or another, they kept turning back to God. They kept turning back to him. And I think this is the message that the Lord has for us today. He has great things in store for us, each and every one of us. The question is, after we fall down, will we get back up? Will we continue to race after him? And will we set a legacy after us of a people who never give up, a people who continue to pursue the Lord in trial, in hardship, and even in failure? Will we continue to get up? This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you, and God bless.